Everyone's talking about the playoff picture in college football right now, and we're going to get there before the night's over. But the real soul-searching conversation is happening around the transfer portal. What kind of system are we actually creating? What does loyalty even mean anymore? And do you still believe in once a Badger, always a Badger? Or is that just a romantic idea from another era? I had an interesting conversation on Discord today about this whole thought of once a Badger, always a Badger, right? I mean, back in the day when, you know, people were always Badgers, like guys, they stayed here for their whole careers. But now in this age of you're here for a year, maybe two, you're out, maybe you're on your third or fourth school or whatever. Are those guys Badgers? Do we consider them to be Badgers? And that thought actually opened up a much larger discussion that I've been wanting to have on these Rajiv's Corner shows about the transfer portal, college football in general. And I want to talk mainly about the portal and kind of the view of the player and how fans react to that and loyalty that they see. Because there's been so much discussion about the Amari Latimer situation. And I have, you know, I thought on that and, you know, and just like players that basically show up and then they're leaving a year because they don't have the playing time and they're just going to go chase money and all these things and all these discussions happen. And it's interesting to frame it up as part of the larger discussion of, like, you know, the transfer portal, but this whole once a Badger, always a Badger thing, which I'm going to give you my take on as well. And I am going to touch on the playoffs. I think the playoffs are going to be really interesting. I was not a fan of Indiana winning just because I don't like the Hoosiers. And I'm going to tell you why when we get to that part of the discussion. I think a lot of people just, you know, like I'm gonna explain my thought on this. I don't really go this deep into it on the Bucky Report, so I'm gonna talk about it because it is very jealousy focused. But I'm gonna go into why, and I'm gonna tell you what I think's gonna maybe happen in that that crazy thing. But the transfer portal is a mess. College sports are a mess. Can we just say that? Like, this is driving me crazy. I love college athletics. I love college football. Obviously, I love college basketball, and I have said a couple times before that I feel like we are in this major transitional time period of college sports where we're always going to look back at 2023 to 2027 or something like that and just be like, wow, what the hell was going on in those few years of football? Because it's a complete Wild West mess. And So the discussion started with this once a Badger, always a Badger thing. And someone put a poll on Discord. I don't remember who it was. There were some people talking about it. And it was on the Locked On Badger Discord, by the way. And if you're not on that, you should go check that out. Locked On Badger Discord. Go to watch any Locked On Badger show. Ryan puts the link in the description. And it was about whether guys, when they leave. So some names from recent memory, Skylar Bell, Graham Mertz, Chimre Dike, right? Some guys that recently left to go on to have, you know, careers elsewhere. Chucky Hepburn went to Louisville, right, from the basketball side. Do you consider those guys to be Badgers? My immediate response was yes, I absolutely do. If you put on the shirt, if you put on that jersey and you go out and you play and you're actually, you know, you're contributing out there, you're a Badger, right? My exception to that was Nick Evers, because I don't think he really ever even played. Like, Nick Evers transferred, but he wasn't a Badger. I mean, yes, he played on the team, but he wasn't actually a contributor. Maybe he still is. I don't know. But guys like Skylar Bell, I root for them, right? I mean, I want Skylar Bell to do well. I'm happy that Chimre Dike got to play in the NFL, and the Titans absolutely love him. Like, they think he's going to be a really great player for them. In the future here, which is fantastic. The Graham Mertz, I wasn't so happy about when he left. I'm never happy when they leave, but I don't have warm and fuzzy feelings when I think about Graham Mertz, just because I feel like he was given a raw deal. He was never lived up to that hype after that Illinois game. But I do really feel like the Badgers are always Badgers, right? And I think the broader point is when you talk about these kids now and the fact that they leave schools very quickly, maybe they're not getting enough playing time, certainly they're not getting enough money. We have to look at the system that these young athletes are actually living in. Like, what world are they living in, right? If you played sports growing up, everyone had a dream of playing in the pros, right? I mean, or even like you always dreamt of playing at the next level, right? Like when I was growing up with playing basketball when I was young, I always like dreamed of playing college basketball. I mean, as silly as that sounds, I always dreamed about, like, you know, walking out onto court or running out onto court for pregame warmups in the NCAA tournament, hearing the March Madness CBS theme song, that dun 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 dun, that I can't even tell you how many times I've dreamt of that when I was younger. I mean, hell, even now, who knows? That would be awesome. But you always want that next step, right? You're always working towards that. And everyone really wants is to be a pro. I mean, all these guys that come to Wisconsin, they go to Big Ten schools, they're thinking about making money and going to the NFL. And so the first thing is you just can't fault these guys for going where they can make more money and quickly leaving when they can make more money, right? I mean, imagine you're on this team. Like, there's no rules here, right? So it's like, oh, hey, you know, come here, come play at Wisconsin. We're going to pay you $100,000 to play this year. Great. Nothing is tying you to staying there. You're getting paid sometimes in the millions, certainly not everybody, but let's say just $100,000 for a round number. You're paid $100,000 to play a sport and go to school. And you're not going to pay for school either. You're getting a free education. And also, here's $100,000 more to spend. And after the year's over, and hell, even whenever the transfer portal opens, you can just be like, I think I'm going to look elsewhere. Meanwhile, everyone, all these other schools and their negative recruiting and their backroom discussions, they're all already talking to you, right? Hey, if you want to come to Michigan State, I'm going to give you $150,000, right? I mean, I don't blame anyone for thinking about that and looking at those things and doing that. And, you know, the whole discussion about recruiting and committing and decommitting because someone else is offering you more. Like, these guys are 18, 19, 20 years old. Who knows if they're ever going to make money playing sports? A lot of these guys, a large majority of college athletes will never play pro sports. Large majority. Only the select elite few are actually going to do that. So you got to just respect kids for wanting to go get more money, right? You got to go respect the kids for saying, hey, I may never actually make it to the next level. If I can make $100,000 playing football right now, and then next year someone offers me $150,000, I am going to leave. I don't have that loyalty to the university. And maybe athletes never really had that loyalty to the university. As fans, we do, right? We're fans. Like, we're the ones that are loyal, not them. And I don't blame them. Like, they're trying to make a career out of this. And if they're not going to make a career out of it, they're trying to make as much money as they can now. You can still make life-changing money and never play in the NFL. I mean, I know that's happening a lot. I mean, you can absolutely, you know, if you give a guy $1 million, that's life-changing money. That's absolutely life-changing money. You can, if you do right by that and you turn that into investments or whatever you do, I mean, that is a life-changing money. Absolutely. Way less than that is life-changing money. So I never am going to blame a guy for making that decision and for going elsewhere. And so that's why I'm never going to say, oh man, screw that guy. He's not a Badger. He left to go somewhere else. Or maybe he wasn't playing. He wasn't getting enough playing time or whatever. We're losing guys right now, right? Tacky Curtis is going to the portal, and we've already heard from the receiver Griffith is in the portal. There's several already, right? That are leaving. That was just today. And that's fine. And I don't, you're going to always lose people that you don't want to lose, right? You're always going to keep some people that you didn't think you were going to be able to keep, right? Right. We lost Tretch Kakahuna last year and he came right back, which was good. You're never going to have all those things work out, but we as fans, and I'm not saying, you know, you may be someone who's listening to this thinking, I agree with you, man. I'm totally with you on this, but there are a lot of fans who get really upset. There's a lot of fans who get upset about the lack of loyalty in college sports now, right? And they blame that guy and they're kind of like, oh, I don't like that guy anymore. He left and he did this. I've always been more of a blame the system, not the guy, right? we're putting these players in an insane situation because there are no guardrails on this sport, and there needs to be guardrails on the sport. I've said this for years now, like, figure it out, make it system. They're basically a pro sport now. Let's be honest. This is pro sports, right? They're making money to do this, and they're all trying to get to that level. So they're going to go out anywhere they can to A, make more money in case they can't make it to the pros, and also to show off their talent, right? They want to be able to show the NFL what they can do. They want the playing time. They want all that stuff. But we've created a system that allows them to do this. Not we, but the sport. So contracts, right? Having, okay, you want to come here, you want to get paid $100,000, we'll give you $200,000 for 2 years, and you're going to sign a 2-year contract. Or hell, we're going to give you $450,000 if you sign a 3-year deal. Unless you're going to the NFL, you can't go anywhere else, right? You can make those rules. And then if you can't, that's what needs to be fixed. That's what needs to be fixed. But I'm always going to be a guy that says I'm never going to bitch about a Badger leaving to go elsewhere if they don't feel like Wisconsin's putting them in the right situation to get to the pros or to make as much money as they can. I'm never going to fault someone for leaving to go make more money elsewhere unless you go to Minnesota. Listen, if you go to Minnesota, you're not a Badger. I'm sorry. You're not. And maybe that's hypocritical of me to even say that, but that's where my heart's going to lie. So yeah, no, you can't go to Minnesota. You can go anywhere else and I would respect it, but I'm not going to, you can't go to Minnesota. That's the lone hard exception to my take on this. I just feel like college sports are in uncharted territory, right? You know, we often want these kids to always do what feels right to us, right? Like recruiting. We talked a lot about the Amari Latimer situation last week on the show and you know, the whole thing about his decommitment and, you know, Justin was certainly really angry about it. A lot of people were angry about the fact that he, you know, the question comes up, why even commit? Why are you committing if you're going to go elsewhere? But again, put yourself in these guys' shoes. Like, you have grown men like groveling at your doorstep to come play for them and they're going to give you money. So yeah, you're going to commit. Your brother plays at this school. You're going to commit to this school and like kind of lock it in. Now, what I've learned subsequently, even on the show talking to Nick Osen, is little dirty, I think, from Amari Latimer and the family, a little bit. Could have been handled a lot better. Could have been handled like the Jaden Petit situation, who just said, listen, thank you. Thank you so much, but I'm going to Oklahoma, okay? That doesn't bother me one bit. Of course I want Jaden Petit to play at Wisconsin, obviously, but I'm not going to be pissed off that he went to Oklahoma. It's Oklahoma. We're 4-8. We've got a coach that half the fan base wants to boot out the door. I'm not faulting anybody for not wanting to be here. I'm not faulting Amari Latimer for wanting to go to West Virginia. What I'm faulting him for is it sounded like there was some good, like it's like you were ghosting someone. There's a lot of communication malfunctions, if you know what I mean, that just kind of like, it just wasn't handled that well. That bothers me. But you know, we always want to do what feels right to us, right? But they're the ones sort of navigating this brand new landscape that has no rule book, right? And honestly, it might just be as overwhelming for them as it is for fans watching from the outside. They are living in a world of uncertainty and, you know, a lot of rules that don't make sense to them. Agents that are, you know, knocking on their door saying, hey, let me represent you. I'm going to go get you a lot of NIL money. And there's just so much involved in this right now that it's bananas, honestly. I am glad that they only have one transfer portal now, January. So it opens January 2nd. I'm very happy about that because having two was just absolutely insane. You could go to a school, practice in the spring and realize, oh, geez, I'm falling down the depth chart. I'm out before fall. No. Like there's money involved here now. It's a pro sport. I'm not going to blame anybody for leaving, but you better do it the right way. You better leave during the portal when the portal opens and go out, do your thing, do what you're going to do and make those moves, but do it the right way. Just like the Amari Latimer situation. Now that's not the transfer portal. That's just recruiting. But if you're not going to go somewhere, just do it the right way. Respect the process a little bit. So I'm curious where you guys land on this. Like this whole once a Badger, always a Badger. Are you upset when Badgers leave and they go play elsewhere? Do you feel like they were disloyal to the program and therefore you're not a fan of theirs anymore? Do you feel like they're always a Badger? Do you feel like, yeah, you know, like for me, Yeah, they're just the in the history of the Badger sort of athletics. Yeah, they're a part of it. They played. They're a part of it. They're a Badger. I respect them. I'm excited to see them play. I'm excited to see them grow. Like, hell, even Brett Bielema is a Badger to me, right? And Brett Bielema coaches in Illinois, but he's a Badger because that guy, I mean, we went to 3 straight Rose Bowls with that guy. You know, I saw Brett Bielema at a bar in Indianapolis. I was there for a work convention, and it was at the JW Marriott in downtown Indianapolis. And it was a huge convention, right? So there's just tons of my company's people just flooding this bar. And he was sitting there with a couple other guys, and I went up to him, told him that, thanked him for all the work he did at Wisconsin, asked to take a picture with him or wanted to talk to him. He definitely did not want anything to do with me. I might have been a little bit inebriated at the time, but still, I was kind. But like the point is that I don't care that he went to he left for Arkansas. That sucks. He's coaching at Illinois, but he's still a Badger. He's still a guy that I like think back to with fond memories of the times that Brett Bielema was there and all the players that we've had. And I think that's important because, you know, in this day and age, like I'm always going to be a Badger. And if you're listening to this, you're probably a Badger. So we're not transferring. Fans don't pop in the transfer portal as much as I think we all might've wanted to in the last couple of years. I mean, we're stuck with this and they're not. And I think sometimes just from my perspective, I think fans and, you know, even people that I know included and somehow myself included need to just have it's a little more perspective as to what these guys are actually dealing with. And this incredible uncharted territory that is college sports right now that makes virtually no sense to anyone at all. I mean, like, I read more about college sports than I do much of anything. And I don't understand shit about this thing. It's like, it's so crazy and it's so messy. Especially with the contracts and the revenue share and all that stuff. And it's wild. So I think a little grace with the kids is a good thing. And I hope that, you know, when players leave, they get thanked for their time there and they can move on and it doesn't have to be this whole, you know, like, oh, I can't believe them. They're disloyal. And why would you commit somewhere and then not go there and blah, blah, blah. Like it's a wild world. And if we as fans were in it, we'd be probably doing the same things. So the playoffs, I wanted to also touch on the playoffs a little bit. And yes, the big topic of that is Notre Dame's disastrous decision to say, I'm not going to a bowl game. Stop it, Notre Dame. Please stop it. What the hell is wrong with that school? They are the most like holier than thou program. Notre Dame always just feels like Notre Dame is the best thing that's ever happened to the sport of football. I grew up in Indiana, as you all know, or maybe you don't know, but that's fine. And so, I was somewhat close to the whole Notre Dame thing, and I grew up where Purdue is, right? So like, Purdue people hate Notre Dame because they played them every year, and it was like, certainly there was a rivalry there. But Notre Dame has always just been this program that frankly thinks their shit doesn't stink, right? They have their own TV network. NBC had the whole Notre Dame contract for so long. They refused to go into a conference for football because they want to remain independent for whatever reason. It's really all just money related. And now they're going to, you know, throw up a fuss about not making the college football playoff when frankly, the team that got in over them is really Miami, and Miami beat them head to head. So like, I mean, what are you really complaining about? I mean, I understand that they can say they have something to complain about, and that's fine if that's what they want to say, but they lost to Notre Dame. They lost to Miami head to head. They lost to Texas A&M head to head. Now those were two very close games, very, very close games, but, and who do they beat? Purdue, Arkansas, Boise State, NC State. Maybe USC, okay, fine, good win, right? Boston College, Navy, Pitt, decent win. Syracuse, Stanford. There's not a single marquee win on their schedule. They had two marquee games on their schedule, and they lost them both. And I know that you say, well, that's the schedule was made years ago. Well, join a conference, because if they joined a conference, they would have those kinds of wins on their schedule. They would have opportunities to play those teams. Now their schedule is fine. I have no issue with their schedule. I'm not saying they schedule difficult games. They have four or five ACC games every year. That's fine. But if you're not going to beat the best teams on the schedule, then why are you complaining about not making the college football playoff? You had a chance to beat Miami and Texas A&M, and you didn't beat either one of them. So, okay. Had you beaten either of those wins and you lost somewhere else, they would have been in. And not allowing your fans to have an opportunity to watch a bowl game, it would have been a great bowl game. And I mean, it would have been one of the best bowl games outside of the college football playoff. Now, listen, the bowl system is probably going to die soon, right, over time, because the playoff's going to get bigger, which I talked about on this particular Rajiv's Corner show a couple weeks ago. The playoff's going to get bigger, and the bowls will slowly die, or, you know, get smaller or whatever, get less important, and that's fine, but there's still games. There's still more practices involved in that, which is good for your development of your youth players. And there's just a lot of opportunity to, again, for your fans, like, you're doing this for them. Do they really want Notre Dame to not play in a bowl game? They might that day after they'd have been like, oh, screw this. No, we're not playing in a bowl. But on New Year's Day, when there's other teams playing in other bowls that are not as good as them, playing good teams and big matchups, they're going to be pissed off that they made this decision, in my opinion, which is crazy. I think the playoffs can be super interesting this year. I don't love the whole James Madison and Tulane getting in. I understand the group of five I get that. They've got to have one in there. That's fine. And, you know, they can get two in there when the conference champion is ranked below them, which, of course, Duke beat Virginia. Duke is an unranked conference champion. And thus, James Madison got in. I get that. I understand that. But I just don't like that rule. Okay. I don't like the fact that if a conference champion is below, then that opens up the door for another group of five school like James Madison to get in. I would much rather it have been Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame's a better team than James Madison. We understand that. I get the fact that you've got to have some of these smaller teams, you know, work their way in. But let me tell you something about that. Like, join a bigger conference. Believe me, bigger conferences are out there looking. You know, the Pac-12 was trying to stay relevant for a while. Now they're gone, but they wanted to get schools. The Big 12 seems to open their door to anybody. I mean, find a way into a better conference, work your way up. If you continue to a team like Tulane, let's just talk about Tulane or James Madison. If those teams were relevant for a long period of time, right, as a lower tier group of five school, if you will, they would eventually get an invite into a major conference, right? I think that's it's an important element of that, and it's going to happen, right? So I think ultimately with this sport, you have 12 teams. You got to have the 12 best teams in there, okay? If you want to put one group of five in there, fine. Doesn't need to be two, right? So Duke, Bate didn't get in. They were the ACC champ. Okay, fine. Well, then put in another at large. You don't have to put in the other group of five. That's just my opinion. I don't love that. I think Indiana, obviously, rightfully number one seed. Hate that, but whatever. They beat it. Ohio State, they absolutely deserve it. I do think they kind of, for lack of a better phrase, sort of just, you know, they kind of, I think they're just done. I think they're spent, right? They sort of blew it already. I feel like they put all their effort into that Ohio State game. I'm not saying that's with the fact they're not going to win anything. I think that that was a massive step forward for IU as a program, and kudos to them. Congrats to their fans. I have a lot of friends that, you know, live in Indiana that went to IU. Congrats to them. That's great. But winning that game was massive for them. Winning that game for Ohio State didn't really mean that much, right? They care about the bigger prize of winning the national title. When you look at the road that Indiana would have to fight to get there, they're going to have to play the winner of Alabama and Oklahoma. I'm telling you, I think they lose that game. It's going to be played in the Rose Bowl. I think Oklahoma probably comes out of that. And I think Oklahoma beats Indiana. I think Indiana is going to be done in the first game they play. Just my opinion. I could be wrong. I've continued to doubt Indiana, and that's fine. But I don't think they're really going to get there. And if they do win that, they're probably playing Texas Tech. Maybe it's Oregon. Again, I don't think they're going to be able to stack that many of those wins together. Not because they don't have the players, but they don't have the pedigree. This is just not a school that has done this. Like, And I know that the players are different, and Cignetti's done a great job, and Cignetti has done a great job, but there is something to be said for a team that is used to doing this. Like Ohio State, I still think Ohio State wins a national title because this is what they do. Ohio State is going to have to play likely A&M, which is a very tough game. Then they're likely going to have to play Georgia, another super tough game, and then maybe Indiana again, probably Texas Tech, or I think even Oklahoma could get all the way there. I do believe that that Ohio State wins a national title. So why, by the way, am I so upset that Indiana's in this? It's jealousy for sure. I mean, that's a simple fact. My take on this has always been, I don't want teams that haven't done this to do it before my team does it. Okay. So when Michigan State made a playoff, my blood was boiling. You can put Ohio State in the damn playoff every year. You can put Michigan in the playoff. You can put Alabama, Oklahoma, you can put all these teams in there, Oregon. They're all perennial great college football programs that, you know, that are historically up there, and that's fine. I'm not saying I love those teams. I just don't want someone else who like hasn't been in there to do it before me. So like I said, Michigan State got in there, I was pissed because that sucks. Like we could have been in there multiple times, but we always failed at the very, very, very last moment. And Indiana has been a basement team in this conference for decades. We have beaten the shit out of Indiana time and time again. So yeah, to see them hire a new coach, bring in a ton of new players, and then all of a sudden make it to the first year of the call of 12-team playoff. Like we would have been in the 12-team playoff multiple times had we had a 12-team playoff. But of course, when the 12-team playoff actually shows up, Wisconsin is down. Indiana is up. That's what pisses me off. Like we could have been there. We were ranked, like not this year. We were never ranked number one, like for at the end of the season. But where they were last year, we had been there. We would have been in that playoff. And we would have had a shot. But now it's almost like they're a better program because they've been to the playoff. Well, they've been to a 12-team playoff that just started. We would have been there a couple times. So no, I don't want them to do well because I don't want, if they win a national championship, it'll be a catastrophe as far as I'm concerned. Because then all you're ever going to hear is IU's a better football program than Wisconsin. Right now they are. Historically, they are not. But they will have had a title now. That's unbelievable. We have Big Ten championships, so that's fine. They do now. Good for them. I want them to lose. I know that that's not the sexy stories. Come on, like you want to root for the underdog. You want Indiana. No, I don't. I would much rather have Ohio State win because they have done it and they do it almost every year. They're always good. They don't win the title every year, but that's fine. Because to me, that's almost like, all right, it's fine. You guys can just win again. Rather than a team that we compete with that hasn't been there. I don't want that to happen. I want to be a team that once we get up there and we've tasted that, then fine. Other people can do it too. It's just, I know that's sour grapes. I know that's jealousy, but I'm just being honest. I'm being authentic. That's exactly how I feel about the entire Indiana situation. I continue to enjoy doing these sort of into the mic podcast only episodes on Reggie's Corner. Thank you for your support. If you're kind of new to this and you're mainly a YouTube watcher of the Bucky Report and check this out, come back and check some more out. Tell a friend about it. That'd be great. I appreciate the support for the show. It's been a lot of fun. This crazy sport of college sports is getting only crazier. And I'm glad basketball's here. And I wanted to talk about basketball this week, but I'm going to switch that to next week. So I'm going to talk basketball a little bit next week. But the transfer portal is about to get crazy. Like everything that we know about the sport, it continues to change and it's just getting wilder and wilder, but it's about to hit. And honestly, I'm just ready to enjoy the ride.